Hello everybody, our distinguished guests, our Christian brothers and sisters from the United States, from Italy, from Austria, and Turkish brothers and sisters. So an alliance of the Muslims and the Christians. So this is a very important and crucial day. A famous Islamic scholar, his name is Bediüzzaman Said Nursi, states, Christians and the Muslims separately get defeated to the Antichrist, to Darwinism, but together through alliance, they will defeat Darwinism, Antichrist. So today, through this alliance, we are very hopeful. God will show us very soon Darwinism will be definitely be defeated, and the religious morality in this century will definitely prevail the world. There will be a golden age. Now, I will start with evidences from the Quran. Creation in the Quran. That's the topic of my talk. So the fact that Muslims believe in, and the Quran clearly states, is that God created everything. So for a Muslim, it is impossible to advocate the theory of evolution, which is a pagan superstition, dating back to the time of the ancient Egyptians and the Sumerians, explaining everything with coincidences. Sumerians and Egyptians believed the same thing. Life originated by chance through the mud of Nile River and that kind of things. Now, we will see scientifically and from the Quran, this is impossible. God created everything in a miraculous way. And God does not need any cause, any vehicle, or stages for creation. God surely could have created the living organisms through evolution. Evolution could only happen with God's creation, of course, if He had wished so. But the Quran does not contain any such information or any words supporting the gradual formation of life forms as claimed by the evolutionists. Had such a manner of creation existed, we would have seen it in the verses of the Quran with its elaborate explanations. And in fact, the scientific facts are definitely compatible with what's stated in the Quran. And I will go into that also. But on the contrary, God informs us in the Quran that life and the universe is created miraculously with God's commandment be. This is also stated in the three divine religions. With the commandment be, everything was created by God. In a verse from the Quran, I seek refuge in God from the curse Satan, the originator of the heavens and earth. When He decides on something, He just says to it, be, and it is. Creation is very easy for God. God created the universe from nothing. Out of nothingness, the universe was created, the heavens, earth, and everything, all the matter which exists in the universe, out of nothingness. We all know that present-day science demonstrates the invalidity of the materialist evolutionist claim and confirms the fact of creation. Contrary to the claims of the theory of evolution, all the proofs of creation that surround us show that chance or coincidence had no role in the universe's coming into existence. Chance is nothing. Chance cannot create anything. If you see design, information, and in fact, somebody feels he or she exists and aware of the existence, that means infinite existence of God. Now, I want a video, please. I want to start with the scientific evidences. This is how the proteins are synthesized in the cell. You see a ribosome over here, an amino acid which is synthesized by the proteins. They are carried, as you see over here, to the copy of the DNA. So DNA must exist. RNA must exist. Ribosome, the protein factory, must exist. Amino acids must exist. DNA must exist. It cannot exist without the proteins because it can only be synthesized by the proteins. Proteins can only be synthesized by other proteins. RNA can only be synthesized by the proteins and vice versa. So it's a locked system. That means creation. Only a living cell was created first. We know this from the last publications. 4.2 billion years ago, the first cyanobacteria which can do the photosynthesis and produces oxygen in our earth, was created. So it could synthesize the proteins and other cell products. It is impossible even a single protein exist by chance. So this is a genetically and from the molecular biology, a living cell must exist first and then it can synthesize the proteins, and not vice versa. So this is a fatal blow to Darwinism. It finishes everything at the very beginning. Now, the fossil evidence. This is the second fatal blow to Darwinism. If you look at this, the fossils, which are the remnants of the living things which lived in the past. As you know, Darwinism claims that these species appeared gradually by successive minute variations. They changed to other species that Darwinism claims. So we must have transitional forms, of course. As you see over here, we must have the transitions with flawed transitions, with defective, missing organs, which shows the formation of the complex organ systems from the species to other species. When we look at the fossils, we have 700 million fossils today in the Earth. This is another example. For example, they say starfish evolved to fish over millions of years. Then we have to see half fish, half starfish, half 70% fish, 30% starfish fossils, pathological asymmetrical transitions. When we look at the 700 million fossils today, there is no transitional forms, not even one. Mr. Adnan Oktar pays $3 million. Anybody who can bring one transitional form, or the picture of it, nobody has appeared yet. That was in the world media, because there is none. That is accepted by Darwin. That is accepted by Stephen Jay Gould, Niles Eldridge, all the evolutionists, that there are no transitional forms. Stable species appear abruptly, complete and perfectly formed. Fish as fish, starfish as starfish, frog as frog, elephants as elephants, plants as plants in the history of life. So that means creation by God. Our Lord has no need of any cause, vehicle or stages for his creation. Nobody should be deceived by the fact that everything is linked to the given causes and natural laws. God is beyond all these causes and laws, since he created them. So scientific laws are determined by God. What is science? Science is somebody looking at the nature. We derive conclusions from one's findings. So we generate by thinking. Then we see the harmony and organization. There are scientific laws and there are scientific rules. And that generates science. So who created science then? Of course, God. But is God bound to the scientific laws and the natural causes? Definitely not. He can reverse and change them anytime he wants to. God makes all the laws in the universe and gives them the form he chooses, brings about what he wills, and when he wills it, permeates everything in the earth and the heavens and rules everything with his power. Yet some people do not fully comprehend his might and thus judge him based upon their own limited powers. God has infinite power, infinite wisdom, and infinite artistry. When we look at the scientific evidences, we see the evidences of his existence. Our word to a thing, when we will it, is just to say it. Be, and it is. That means creation is very easy for God. What about the creation of man? God gives an important evidence and clue in the Quran about that. We created man in the finest mold. Finest mold means today's form. So God did not create apes first, and then made them evolve through flawed and flawed transitional forms with missing organs, defective organs, pathologically to the human beings. God did not do that. God says us, we created man in the finest mold in today's form. He created heavens and earth with truth and formed you, giving you the best of forms, and he is your final destination. God tells us in the Quran, in fact, that God created out of clay from an inanimate substance, and then transformed all of a sudden with his commandment be into human being and breathed his soul into that. Of course, man has several incapacities and weaknesses, all of which remind him of his poverty before Lord. So we have diseases, cancer for example, genetic diseases, we get old, we get tired, we get dirty. These are all have a specific purpose for education in this life, to be tested and educated in this life. All these incapacities are created for a specific purpose. Some believers, deceived by the error of the so-called evolutionary creation, ignore God's different forms of creation. There are also different forms of creation stated in the Quran, angels and jinn. When those who claim that mankind developed through an evolutionary process are asked about how angels and the jinn were created, their answer will be God created them out of nothing. Never tell us angels or jinn are created through evolution. They are created out of nothing by God's commandment B. It is quite forbidding that these individuals who are aware of and acknowledge the fact that angels and the jinn are creations of God fail to realize that God created mankind in the same manner. It is highly surprising that they fail to see that Almighty Lord, who created angels with His command B, created mankind in the same manner. So creation is very easy for God. God does not need any cause, any stages, or any vehicles for creation. Praise be to God, the bringer into being of the heavens and earth. He who made the angels messengers with wings, 2, 3, or 4. He adds to creation in any way He wills. God has power over all things. That means God has different forms of creation as angels and jinns. It's clearly understood from the statement in the verse, angels have a very distinct appearance, very different form than of humans. Additionally, God informs us in the Quran that both angels and the jinn were created before mankind. We created mankind out of dried clay formed from fetid black mud. We created the jinn before out of the fire of a searing wind. Quran 15:26-27. He created man from dry earth like baked clay, and He created the jinn from a fusion of fire. So God uses some causes, but that doesn't mean that God needs that. For example, the jinn, God says, are created from fire. The human beings are created from clay. So we have also other examples from the Jesus, for example. Jesus shapes clay like a bird and breathes into that. And with creation of God, it transforms into a living bird. So does God need clay or fire for the creation? Definitely not. This is only created for beauty for us. It is very easy for God to create. Our Lord is the one who creates out of nothing and without cause. Just as He created the jinn and angels out of nothing and in distinct forms, so did He create mankind as a separate creature out of nothing without any need for evolutionary processes. So God does not need any evolutionary processes, any causes, any scientific laws. God is not bound to that. God creates that. For example, Prophet Jesus. Of course, He has some miracles. He was born without a father. He spoke in the cradle. And He cured the ill in a miraculous way. But also He shaped the mud, the clay, and it was transformed into a living being. So that means, without being born a father, sperm and egg cell are not needed. Or Adam. He was created out of clay. Was there any sperm or an egg cell of the parents? No. Why? Because God doesn't need that. Of course, God brings some causes together. That's how it works, actually, in this world. To be pregnant, we need a sperm cell and we need an egg cell, of course. But God doesn't need that. He can create with His commandment B out of nothing. Your Lord said to the angels, I am going to create a human being out of clay. When I have formed him and breathed my spirit into him, fall down in the prostration to him. So again, creation from the clay, inanimate substance into a human being. Not from apes through pathological transitions into humans with defective or missing organs. In the finest mold, God says, in the finest form, at today's form, the first man was created from an inanimate substance with the commandment be of God. Here's the explicit truth explained in the Quran. God created all beings instantaneously and out of nothing without subjecting them to evolution. In other words, without turning them into other species. There is nothing about evolution in the Quran. There is sudden creation and miraculous creation of God. Given as an example, this is perfectly compatible with the scientific findings. Scientific findings prove us species appear abruptly, complete and perfectly formed. The first living cell appears 4.2 billion years ago, the cyanobacteria. It still exists today. It had never changed for 4 billion years. which can do photosynthesis, has 10,000 sort of enzymes and proteins and DNA, RNA, everything appears all of a sudden. Then some multicellular organisms exist. This is the order of the existence until the Cambrian period, 540 million years ago. And 540 million years ago, after three phylums, phylum means different living beings according to body structure. For example, crustaceans that are crustaceans, mollusks, for example, that are arthropods. So according to body structure groups, three groups exist before the Cambrian period, and in the Cambrian explosion, they say, even evolutionists say Cambrian explosion, 50 different phylum exist all of a sudden, with the commandment B, of course. The first eye, for example, Anomalocaris, which was published in 2012 in the Nature magazine, has 32,000 lenses. This is the first eye in the history of life as an organ with 32,000 lenses appears all of a sudden. There is no eye as an organ before, only light-sensitive photocells. But with an eye, 32,000 lenses appears perfectly and all of a sudden, like stated in the Quran also. And how the bird made of clay by the Prophet Jesus came to life, I explained to you. When the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, made a clay object in the shape of a bird and breathed into it, the bird came to life by God's will. So there is no evolution. Inanimate substance, clay, and then all of a sudden a living bird. As a messenger to the tribe of Israel, saying, I have brought you a sign from your Lord. I will create the shape of a bird out of clay for you, and then breathe into it, and it will be a bird by God's permission. What is that in your right hand, Moses? This is another example of a miraculous creation of God in the Quran. He said, it is my staff. I lean on it and beat down leaves for my sheep with it and have other uses for it, he said. Throw it down, Moses. He threw it down and suddenly it was a slithering snake. He said, take hold of it and have no fear. We will return it to its original form. So with the commandment B of God, a wood staff transforms in a snake, it swallows everything. That means it has a digestive system, it has living cells and old organ systems. So again, there is no evolution, of course. Inanimate substance and a living snake. So does God need this inanimate substance of staff, the wood? Of course, he does not. And this was this caused that the people of this time, of the Egyptians, to believe in creation with this miracle. As with the example of the Prophet Jesus making a bird out of clay, the phenomenon of the Prophet Moses' staff is also one of the greatest proofs that God can create living things outside natural causes. God creates from nothing with no need of natural causes. This is a rule. There is no creation through evolution either in paradise or in hell. Of course, everybody will die. And everybody will be resurrected after that, with a new form. And in the paradise, there are, for example, the mansions, there are thrones, there are fruits in the mansions in the heaven, rivers of milk, thrones and jewels of the heaven were all created by God's command B. No cause is needed, such as foremen, tailors or craftsmen for those to appear. No causes. Without any cause, they will be created in the paradise. And after everybody dies, they will be resurrected, like at the beginning were created out of nothing, and then they will be resurrected again. The point that needs to be understood here is that God is never constrained by the laws he created. If he so wills, he can totally reverse all the laws of nature. That is easy for God to do. So scientific laws are created by God, but God is not bound to these scientific laws or scientific rules or scientific theories. Since Muslim evolutionists have fallen under the influence of naturalism, which forms the foundation of Darwinism, they try to account for the origin of human and other life in terms of natural law. So they try to fit Darwinism, which there is nothing about Darwinism, into the Quran. This is being defeated. They feel defeated against Darwinists, and they try to do that. However, science, we are right. Science is against atheism. Science proves the existence of God. All the scientific evidences from molecular biology, from paleontology, from genetics, prove the existence of God with sudden creation, not creation through evolution. Rather, we hurl the truth against falsehood, and it cuts right through it, and it vanishes clean away. Woe without and for you, for what you portray. So this is what's happening. God says, we hurl the truth against falsehood. Through the scientific evidences, we do this against the falsehood. The falsehood is Darwinism, which is spread all over the world. This also happened with God's permission. God wanted it this way. So in that way, the believers will have something to struggle against intellectually, which is Darwinism, which is official state ideology in almost every state in the world, in the Muslim countries, in the Christian countries. Now, what we do is, through our alliance, we put the scientific evidences, true evidences, against Darwinism. It is nothing. Like this, Darwinism collapses. Proteins can only be produced by other proteins. Other proteins must exist before, with RNA, with the DNA, with a living cell. Finishes Darwinism. Then we'll look at the fossil evidence. Fossil evidence tells us species appear abruptly, complete, and perfectly formed. When we go back into history, elephants appear all of a sudden, tigers appear all of a sudden. In the Cambrian period, 50 different phylum appears all of a sudden. 4.2 billion years ago, cyanobacteria appears all of a sudden. That is creation of God. Science is on our side. Science is anti-Marxist, anti-Darwinist, and anti-materialist. And this is the time that Darwinism will be defeated. Even from the religious perspective, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism tells us we are living in the specific times, in the end times. So definitely Darwinism will be defeated. Even sociologically, we can predict that. So through alliance, we will definitely see these days soon. In 5 to 10 years, Darwinism will be defeated, and the terrorism, radicalism, violence, and the bloodshed will come to an end. These are the glad tidings, and this will happen in this century. Thank you very much for listening. And we are very thankful to our guests from United States, from Italy, from Austria, and from Germany. And very good believers, very good scientists. And again, with our alliance, Darwinism will be defeated in this century. God bless you.